The National Stroke Association, in partnership with Genentech, is launching Time to Talk, an awareness campaign to encourage people to take action by talking with family and friends about the signs and symptoms of stroke and what to do if a stroke occurs. Joining us on WDIS Newsline to talk about Time to Talk are Dr. Sarah Parker, a stroke neurologist at the Illinois Neurological Institute, Peoria, and Dan Petrick, who survived a stroke in 2011 at the age of 41. Mm-hmm. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Good morning, Dan.
Tell us about the Time to Talk campaign.
Well, as you mentioned, it's a campaign to encourage people to talk to their family and friends about stroke and to educate about what the signs and symptoms of stroke are. So part of that campaign is talking about an acronym for the signs and symptoms of stroke called FAST. So the F in FAST stands for face. If somebody may be having a stroke, you can ask them to smile. And if their smile is crooked or one side of their face droops down, that's a sign of stroke. The A in FAST stands for arms. You can ask somebody to raise their arms. And if one arm drifts downwards or doesn't raise up at all, that's another sign of stroke. And the S is for speech. You can ask somebody to repeat a simple sentence, and if their speech is slurred or strange, if they're talking gobbledygook, that's a sign of stroke. The T in FAST stands for time. So if somebody has any of these symptoms, it's time to call 911 immediately.
Dan, you had a stroke at the age of 41. Can you tell us a
little,
can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
Sure. I was... Well, still am, the drummer for the praise band at the church that I attend. And I was practicing with the band before the services were about to begin. And I started to feel a little odd, nothing that would have been too concerning except for the fact that the band members were all looking at me and asking me what was wrong. When I replied that nothing was wrong, that I was feeling okay, the piano player said, "But honey, you're drooling." I reached up, and sure enough, I was a mess. I looked down and saw that I'd dropped a drumstick on the floor with my left hand. I reached out with my left hand to get it, and I almost tumbled right into the drum set. Fortunately, they were able to keep me from doing that. Also, fortunately, the folks that I was with in the band knew the signs and symptoms well enough to where they were able to ascertain that something was really wrong, got on the phone to 911 right away, and the paramedics were able to get there and get me whisked off to the hospital well within what they call the golden hour. And I was able to get treatment and start my recovery.
Oh, that's an amazing story. And it's you've done pretty well with recovery, haven't you?
It's been a long road, and it's still a very long road. I'm going to probably be committed to recovery for the rest of my life. But, yes, through the quick actions of my colleagues and my friends, I probably shortened that road quite a bit. But I've still got a fair amount of work to do. My left side remains fairly non-functional. I can walk. I can do some gross motor movements with my left arm and shoulder. But there's still a lot to be done.
Well, I wish you continued success with your recovery.
Thank you.
Who's at risk for stroke?
Actually, everybody has some risk for stroke. From the day we're born, no matter how old you are, no matter what your sex or race is, everybody has some degree of risk for stroke. Of course, as you get older, and if you have other risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol, that does increase your risk. But stroke can happen to anybody, even if you're 41 like Dan.
Mm-hmm.
That just emphasizes again how important it is for everybody to know what the signs are.
Absolutely.
Yes, because stroke, although it's the number fourth 4 cause of death in the country. It's the number one cause of long-term disability. And that goes to show that strokes for years, like Dan is saying, is going to change the way that he changed his life. And that's the real impact that stroke has, is the disability from it.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for coming on and talking with us. If people wanted to get more information, is there a good way to do that?
Yes, there's a very easy-to-remember website. It's www.stroke.org.
Doctor, thank you very much for coming on and talking with us. Dan, thank you very much, and continued success in your recovery.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye now.